So let's just say you're arrested. You're charged with the act of killing four innocent college students in a quaint Idaho college town. Let's call it Moscow. The initial high of the killing slowly dissipates. Reality starts to set in. As the days go by, you're challenged with the daily tasks of maintaining your sanity. Some days fly by. Some days, every second feels like an hour. Months away from a court date that will determine your fate. You're locked in a cell and await your future. But then, an admirer. Someone who's also been in your shoes. A convicted killer. Shows some empathy. Understanding your situation. Is this something to be proud of? Is this a moment that perks you up? Stories that you may have copied him, looked to him as some sort of idol. For Brian Koberger, this is exactly what happened. As he continues to await his future inside a jail cell. The man with the sympathy, Dennis Rader. You may know him as the BTK killer. You see, to understand the BTK killer and the relatability factor here, we have to go back to 2005, where BTK was arrested and confessed to killing 10 people over the course of 3 decades and terrorizing the city of Wichita, Kansas for those decades. Nobody knew who this man was. He then disappeared for nearly a decade and then slowly started showing back up in strange writings and threats. Rader, who gave himself that moniker BTK, because he bind, tortured, and killed his victims. He's currently serving 10 consecutive life terms in a maximum security prison in Kansas. Prior to Mr. Koberger's preliminary hearing on June 26, Rader said in an interview with Fox News Digital that he comprehends how the man must feel while being held in isolation in the county jail. Quote, I understand how he feels because I was confined to his cell by myself from February to April of 05. Very lonely, Rader said, adding that his circumstance improved after being given permission to receive mail. Said he read a lot of the Bible and penned poems as soon as the letters began to arrive. After learning that Mr. Koberger had taken a criminology course offered by Dr. Catherine Ramsland, who's the foremost academic authority on the BTK killings, Radar's name was first connected to the Idaho case. Yes. Why? Because Ramsland was Mr. Koberger's teacher and is, like I said, one of the foremost academic authorities on BTK. So there was probably a lot of BTK lessons from Catherine Ramsland. The daughter of BTK, Carrie Rawson, detected her father in the Idaho killings right away as well. The arrest of Koberger stopped her in her tracks. She revealed to the Independent that she had sensed her father in the Idaho killings. And when you know your parent and you know the evil that your parent has done, I suppose that's kind of a spidey sense that no one else is going to have other than you. In Confession of a Serial Killer, the Untold Story of Dennis Rader, the BTK Killer, wrote by Dr. Ramsland in 2016, to fully understand the serial killer's psychology, Ramsland drew on hundreds of hours of interviews and phone conversations that she had with BTK. Using crime scene records, trips to jails, phone calls, written correspondence, the book explicitly details Rader's 10 killings in Wichita and Park City, Kansas, from 74 to 1991. That's how long that reign of terror was just clouding, this dark cloud of evil over the city of Wichita, Kansas. Well, reading that book, I really returned to trauma counseling, said his daughter. Now, how did BTK get away with all of these things? Well, he blended in quite well. Just like Mr. Koberger blended in quite well. How well did he blend in? Well, BTK was well-liked local church leader, Cub Scout leader. Now, And then after doing so, wrote anonymous letters to local media bragging about it and coined the phrase bind, torture, kill, which is what BTK came out of. According to BTK's daughter, her father committed the murders in the 70s while also earning a degree in criminal justice. He was also a Park City peace and compliance supervisor, according to the Wichita Eagle. On a little side note, I used to live in Park City, Kansas, where a lot of these crimes took place. And I know a lot of people who knew this man in real life prior to his arrest. And they all kind of said he's a little bit odd, but no one suspected him of being the BTK killer. You know how he got caught? He tried to communicate with the media again. He was kind of missing that around 2005. Put out an ad in the Wichita Eagle, the local newspaper, asking if he could be traced back if he sent them a floppy disk with information on it. The police said no. This was all going on through classified ads in the newspaper. Of course, yes, you can trace things back to a floppy disk, but he was going to take their word for it because he thought this cat and mouse game, well, they surely want to play fair, right? Well, he sends them the disk and they trace it back to the church. The church, yes, where he was quite popular in a part of it. And he wrote it on the church computer. And that's how they narrow down where BTK was, who he was, and who logged in on that computer to write those stories. So blended in very, very well. Corey Schoberger being held in isolation in the Lado County Jail until his preliminary hearing on June 26th. Or maybe a grand jury will be convened. We'll just kind of have to see what happens there. Prior to his preliminary hearing on June 26th, Schoberger is being held in solitary confinement. So he's in, it's the break it down room. Rader admitted to his crimes after his arrest rather than having a trial. On the other hand, Mr. Schoberger has stated via his previous public defender that he is ready to be exonerated. We'll see how long that confidence stands up when we get to the preliminary hearing on June 26th and some evidence is presented. Is it worth going through the trial, Brian? Or maybe the first time in history someone can say, I want to do what BTK did and just confess, face the music, and get it over with. That's this story for you here on the podcast. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any breaking updates, discussions, and stories as we have them for you. My name is Tony Bruschi. You can follow me on Twitter @TonyBPod. Until next time, for all of us, thanks for listening.